Use it. Do not walk next to the curb with your back to the track. Look both ways before you step into the road. 2. Where there is no footpath, walk on the right-hand side of the road. It is safer to walk on the side facing oncoming traffic. Keep as close as possible to the side of the road, and do not walk more than 2 side by side. Take care at right-hand bends. Keep one behind the other if possible, particularly in heavy traffic or in poor light.
And I bought that naughty little shop down the high street. He knows what. Well, this outfit consists of a black peephole bra and silky crotchless panties. I like to run my fingers slowly down my body, brushing my red nipple and squeezing them ever so gently. Playing with my tits excites me and turns me on. I move my hands down to my waiting pussy. I didn't tell you, but I have a mirror near the end of my bed, so I can put one leg on the bed and look at my lovely pink pussy and the way my hair curls over my clit. I like to watch my fingers gently stroking my tummy. I put 2 fingers inside and watch them going in and out. In and out, slowly. That's nice. Oh, making circles and gently rubbing my clit. Sometimes I wonder why I need a man when I enjoy doing this so much. But sometimes I do. Like now, a big cock like yours. Yes, yours. I'm feeling so wet and horny just thinking about your lovely cock in my pussy. Let me hold it and stroke it gently up and down. Feel my juices around your rock-hard cock. I'm going to kneel in front of you and take a closer look. Very nice. I'm going to suck that lovely cock, tongue your knob and lick and squeeze your big hard boy.
Not around anymore. No, it's my work. Tony wouldn't give you that, love.
Mummy, it's not a question of giving him up, it's whether I give him up.
I told you. I will not be treated like a child.
No.
You can't have it always. Treat me as a woman when it suits him, treat me as a child when it suits him, treat me as an idiot when it suits him. I'll even give me a dog biscuit
after. Oh, dear. Well, that's all men, dear. You should know that.
Well, he's got a shock, hasn't he? And he's being shocked every day.
I mean, you've had more men than I've had. And then your dad was no different. Well, I can gather what you're saying about Tony. Your dad was no different at all, dear.
Oh, but that was not absolutely years ago.
Well, I know, dear. Remember, that was in the days when you didn't know no better. You had to do as you're told, didn't you?
Exactly. I mean, I did as I was told until I was 38, and I'm suddenly rebelled.
Well, don't listen, I'm a 72 and I like to get stuff now. Yeah. I'm
Pitching, Thank you. Wakened out of a little nap. His poor emaciated limbs were coiled up about his tongue. His sunken chest was stooped forward, his long, slender arms lying in his lap, the small, childish hands clasped. He raised his eyes at his uncle, spoke, looked at him exactly. "What pretty hands you have," the uncle said, after a while, very quietly, for he knew how nervous Adri was. And taking one of the helpless hands in his. Now, the only thing in the world Adri was his hands. They were beautifully formed, perfectly clean and white, the nails nicely cut. And it was no wonder they never did anything but rest or hold. This last, Adri had instinctively closed them upon lying wide open in his lap. A little nervous about that treasure, his only one, Adri always was. "What beautiful hands you have, Adri," his uncle repeated, as they lay in his strong contrast, too. "Adri, oh, wouldn't you like to run about?" Adri's eyes are fixed in such inquiring glances upon the questioner. "Who made you?" The uncle is obliged to repeat the question. "Who made you, Adri?" Adri listens with surprise at such a question. The next moment, he raises his long, slender arms, the fingertips of each white hand touching those of the other as far as he can above his head. Then, very slowly, he parts his hands, bringing them down and back again. He opens. But as he does so, he says one word. "Here." But the gesture spoke for itself.
Oh, 93 FM.